Now we talk with the head coach of the UMC Golden Eagles, Coach Steve Gustin. Coach, made it interesting. You got behind early, 6-0, and as you've done all season long, you found a way to get back and take the lead, and then you held on to it.
Yeah, you're right. We're just finding ways. It's not always pretty, but we know we can come back from deficits, and we know other teams can come back with us, but it's really about, you know, making big plays at big times down the stretch too, right? We were good enough. We did enough to get us back in the game, and then down the stretch, we made enough pitches. We had, you know, we extended the lead there in the ninth, and guys got some valuable outs down the stretch too.
And you knew Mary can hit the ball, and they showed that here in this game.
Yeah, I mean, they're a playoff type of team, and we may see them, you know, next week sometime. So it's going to be a battle with them. They do. They're very offensive, and they got a couple arms that are very high spin rate, high velo guys, and that closer there is as good as there is in the conference too. So we know to do things well and to get wins, we had to play well, and we did. For the most part, we did. We played UMC baseball.
And get the sweep here in your last home games. That has to be pretty nice too.
Well, it's our home, right? You know, it's not always. We're always looking to upgrade our facilities here, but it feels like home for our guys, and our guys want to compete well here. And we feel it's a big advantage to play in Crookston, Minnesota. So it always feels good in front of a home crowd to get the job done. So yeah, a sweep against Mary, a sweep anytime is big, but a sweep against a quality team like Mary is even better.
Well, they're right there in that fifth, sixth spot. So, everybody in the conference, maybe outside of one team this year, is, you know, you have even that one team, Bemidji State, you have to look out for them because they can do some things too. But to get the sweep and then go into your final three games, you're playing some pretty decent baseball right now.
Yeah, we just want to play better baseball, right? And we are in the region talks about the region ranking. So the wins do matter, even though we're in the playoffs. But more importantly, we just need to play good, fundamentally sound baseball and keep competing. And that's what we've been doing every single game this year. It seems like we come to the ballpark, whether it's here or anywhere else, ready to compete. And when you can do that and have different guys step up in different days, that's what a special team is made of.
And it's throughout the lineup again today. It was just people coming up with big plays, whether it's offensively, defensively. Then your pitchers came out with big outs when they needed them too.
Yeah, you know, we went to our bullpen, and we want to keep them fresh and healthy and ready to go too, you know. And so we got some big W's. And how about Isaac Wenzloff after giving up a six spot through three consecutive zeros? That's not easy to do. But he just went at the task at hand and did the job and threw three zeros up, and then we go to the bullpen and they throw a bunch of zeros up, and you know, a team like Mary's going to make a run, but we made some pitches at the end that really helped us.
Well, and that's the key. We always talk about that next play, or the next out, and don't worry what happened in the past. You can't change that.
No, you're right. And there are some things that we didn't do well too, but the guys really do a good job of putting that behind them but still learning from it at the same time. So I don't feel like I need to get on them or anything, because I feel like they're going to learn from it and move forward. But yeah, you're right. We can't dwell on that. We just got to worry about the next pitch and try to win that.
Was it too nice of a day maybe?
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't get this too often, right? We got a bunch of rain. We got the field ready. We've been here for a long time already, but it's worth it when the kids can do the things that they're capable of doing and get two wins like this. It makes it all worthwhile.
Coach, congratulations.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.